Hey, Michaela.
Yes, Warwick.
Melbourne Cup today.
It is. Giddy up. Hey, where's our champagne, chicken and hats?
No, we're too busy for that crap.
Yeah. Hey, where's our birdcage invite?
Birdcage?
Aren't we VIPs now?
Yeah. Yeah, we need a media pass.
Yeah.
Can we use those?
Yeah, we should have.
We should have printed our own and laminated them. Anyway, so how do you pick your winner?
Well, that's easy. It's very scientific.
Mm.
So you got the list of jockeys with their colours.
Mm. This is going to be good.
Yeah. So in order, whatever jockey has purple first, because sometimes it's two with purple. So I'll go the first one.
You're right. It's not very scientific at all. How well does that work for you?
Well, I only bet once a year. I've never said I was good at it. So I'm here with you working, aren't I?
Yeah, probably better for you anyway.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to what I think we're hoping to be the cheesiest episode that we can do of the Tradies Business Show.
This thing's going to be chock full of corny horse betting racing references.
That's it,
so we'll apologise in advance for that.
It is Melbourne Cup today, and I thought that we would do some big tie-in of running a trade business in the Melbourne Cup and horse racing.
I suck at doing like a bogus horse racing call.
I got a
mate of mine who's a plumber and he's really good at it, but I'm just really crap, so I'm not even going to try.
Well, so we've come up with some themes and we're going to loosely tie them into horse racing.
It loosely is probably the big word there. So you seriously gamble on the horses based on the colour of the jersey, the purple jersey that comes up first?
Yeah, unless there's a name in there that's like really relevant to something in my life. Yeah. My uncle did, actually. My uncle is a big horse racing fan, and ever since I was a kid, Waikikamoo Cow used to be my favourite horse. He'd always back on that because I used to laugh when we had the name.
But, and did it ever win?
I think so,
but
probably not as much. But
No,
I don't tend to. I bet once a year, but now I just go and do a mystery bet.
Wow.
Often. Yeah. But there you go.
I bet much less than you.
I do like a good sweep, though. Actually, last year I was on a cruise on a boat.
On a boat, yeah, not on a horse.
Yeah, but I won the Melbourne Cup sweep. That's right.
From a boat.
Yeah, like P&O cruise, and I won the sweep. I'm you beauty, I'm up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and this is their ploy. So I won, I don't know, $250 off $50 or something. Well, it was a good win.
Yep.
So, woohoo, the horses race is finished. I've got new beauty. I'm going to collect my winnings. And it was like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I go up to get my wins. I say, oh, no, sorry, you can't cash that till 9 o'clock tonight.
What?
I've gone, what? And they said, no, sorry, you can't claim it till 9 o'clock. Anyway, I'm just going off my brain like, that can't be, that's against the law, surely, somewhere in some international waters we were.
What's the go there?
Well, because where you collect your money is in the casino part. So by 9 o'clock when I'd come back, I'd had a few, and I thought blackjack would be a good idea. I lost the whole bloody thing in an
hour. That's got to be illegal.
Isn't it? What a ploy to get me back in. And so I lost the whole thing. So,
of course you did.
Because I'm a sucker wins. For blackjack.
House always wins. So let's stop talking about your poor gambling record. Maybe you should stop gambling, Michaela.
Yeah, I actually don't. Well, actually, the last three times I've been on the pokies, we've won, which is really bad because I
you'll
do
keep
love
going
a good
back.
Gamble. Yeah, I got it from my father.
I hate gambling. Lack of control.
Oh, take a bit of risk.
Yeah, I do that. I do that on my motorbike.
Yeah.
All right, so let's actually make this the Tradies Business Show instead of the Woz and Michaela crap on about gambling show.
So first loose tie-in.
Yep, here's our first cheesy reference.
Yeah, yeah. So your friend picks a winner at the track.
Yep.
And you think, oh, I'll just do the same as what they're doing.
Yep.
Doesn't always work.
No. So we're going to try and relate these to business, are we?
Yes.
All right. So, I don't know, you got a mate who...
Just because another business is doing...
Or did a marketing strategy that killed it or something, doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
That's right.
Yep. So it is kind of like gambling. by just going, oh, that worked for them, that'll work for me.
Especially if your competitors are doing it. Like, a lot of people go, oh, I've got to do what my competitors are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
No. Compare-itis.
Compare-itis.
Yes.
There you go. We're also making up words here on the Tradies Business Show. So you sure you haven't been drinking champagne already?
No, I wish. Right. Maybe I'm just trying to get through this so I can go drink some champagne.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chicken and champagne.
That's it. So just, you know, staying in your lane.
Do they have lanes? They do at the start, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, when they come out, the barriers.
See, I know more about horse racing than you and I don't even follow it. What's that reference about?
You know your lane. In your business, what works for you, and just, keep abreast of what others are doing, but don't copy and see what, just because that ad worked. You don't actually know if these things work often for other businesses.
That's kind of like the first reference.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's going to happen a bit in this episode, I think. But it is a good point, of not looking over at what the other guy's doing, running your own race.
Yeah. Oh, running your own race.
How good was that? We're going to get so much positive feedback from this episode. I reckon there'll be people going onto iTunes giving us 5 stars all over the place.
That's because they picked a winner listening to us.
Oh, there we go. This is going downhill fast, isn't it? We might have to wrap this up pretty quickly. There'll be people running off the road in rage.
Now, what about, guesswork in your business? Obviously, IBAC really based on guesswork.
Oh, you're going to get me started on the whole form guide and the people that tell me that they're professional punters. Because I'm gonna upset a few tradies out there, because I know our listeners love a good punt.
Yep.
They love a good bet. I bet you're in the tipping competition for some sport.
Mm.
And I'm gonna come across as a bit of a wowser, I think.
You spoil all the fun, don't you?
Spoil sport, because you can't do any scientific analysis of a freaking horse to know if it's gonna win or not. There's such an element of chance in there.
Mm.
And yet so many people convince themselves that they're doing this scientifically and logically. It's hard to keep emotion and just other weird stuff out of it. And I'm only saying that because, please don't send me your hate mail, because business is very much the same. Emotion gets dragged into a lot of decisions without us even realizing it. So, your purple jersey strategy?
Yep.
Even if you studied the form guides and everything, that purple jersey thing would still influence your decision-making at the end of the day. Or how you felt about the name of the horse.
Yep.
Or the jockey. So, just really got to keep emotion and chance out of things as much as possible. And the beautiful thing about business is we can actually produce reports with boring numbers and tables and graphs and stuff that really do allow you to make much, much more logical decisions and keep the emotion out of it. Like, oh no, you've got to be in the yellow pages, or you've got to be first page of Google. Well, these days, maybe that's not true for some businesses.
Mm. So it's about knowing your numbers and creating your own form guide for your business.
Oh, boom, there you go. Yeah, and your form guide for your business could be your P&L, it could be your marketing data, it could be productivity reports for team. Like, there are multiple form guides you could study and really back a winner in your business.
Oh
God. All right. Now, we're running out of puff here. Yeah. We're coming around to the whatever the mile
home straight.
Mile. Yeah. How many laps do they do? I don't even know.
Oh, I think Melbourne Cup, they do two, don't they?
Yeah, well, it's two and a bit, isn't it? Because they start on the straight bit and then go around the roundy bit.
I think so. So, so that you don't have a photo finish in your business with your competitors.
So you want to be ahead by a nose. You want to get your nose in front? Jeez. We're cracking ourselves up here today. No one else is really laughing at anything.
No.
How do we get our nose in front?
We have a good team, because every horse has a team behind it. So it's not just the jockey and the team, the horse that you see running around. There's trainers and strappers and
other people,
all that. And
drug reps.
No, that are laundering their money through the horse. So make sure you have a good support team. Support team behind the scenes.
And you look at the great trainers tend to have a better track record than some of the other newcomers or the ones that are untested. I'm going to start losing it here. I can't believe we're doing this.
Actually, an important thing about, jockeys and trainers is they have a morning ritual. You know, they get up early before the sun, they train the horses. The importance of having a morning routine, getting up early.
Running lots of laps in the circle.
Exercise,
yep.
The right. Sure the horses meditate or something.
Yeah, well, they get massages, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, there's more to it than just, you know, jumping on the track and going hard on race day.
That's right.
There's a whole lot of preparation, and that needs to be on a daily, weekly, monthly basis for you and your business. So what are your habits that are going to lead to a great race day? Don't sort of just pin your performance on when you turn up to your quote presentation. If you haven't actually prepared and spoken to the client lots and, you know what the options are you're going to present, you're going to come across as a bit half-baked, and you'll probably get left at the back of the paddock. Are we on the home straight yet?
Nearly at the winning post.
I think we're fading. We're about to be overtaken by the rest of the field.
Well, one thing that happens is not all horses suit running a certain distance or certain type of race.
Yeah.
So knowing what situation your staff perform in the best.
Right.
Yep, and putting them in that race.
So this is the stuff that I probably use a different analogy of having the right people on the bus, but also in the right seats on the bus.
That's right.
Because you might have somebody in a, you know, team leader position who's probably not really best there. They might be better off just being as a 2IC. They might make a great 2IC.
Mm.
But it's recognising everybody's strengths. You know, some are better on a wet track than a dry track, all that sort of stuff. I don't have much terminology about horses. Ask me anything about motorsport and I'll be right. But we're on horses today, so we're coming around the back straight.
Yeah. Now, if you want to win fashions on the field.
Oh, here we go.
Presentation's everything.
First impressions.
That's it. So, you know, the girls, they get frocked up, they have their hats and their heels, they have a few champers, and then all of a sudden,
they're squatting in the rose bushes.
That's it. The shoes are off. You know, and they're still trying to drink champagne through a straw and a little bottle and hail a cab and all that.
Yeah,
and
messy.
So it's about making a good first impression and presentation.
And maintaining it too.
That's right.
Because the first impression is really important. You turn up at the start of the day, you look great. By the end of the day, things are a bit messy. So you want to maintain that, client relationship in particular is what I would think of.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with your staff as well, with your team. It's all great at the start and everyone's all fresh and frocked up. But, it'll be getting messy by the end of the relationship, particularly with clients where things get a bit sloppy with the job and the way you send the invoice or collect the money and no after sales service. It all goes downhill fast.
Yep.
So, you want to maintain that image.
Yeah. Another thing is the importance of technology. You know, because there's the bookmakers that are there and they're scribbling away with their pencils and changing things on their old boards and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's all these apps that you can do.
Tom.
All those. Yeah. And,
is he still in business?
Oh, I think he got in trouble, didn't he?
He did get in a lot of trouble.
I think he's back. But there's all these new apps and things like that.
I bet
that.
He's made plenty of money and he just did it a bit differently using technology.
That's it.
Challenged an old industry.
That's it. So how technology impacts your business and staying abreast with how you can best deliver your product using technology. And it doesn't have to be a sophisticated app like that, but just looking at how can you better deliver your product or service based on technology.
And I've got a couple here. They're probably a bit obtuse, but you come out.
We're not going for quality in this.
You've got to know how to ride your horse too. Like, you can't just come out of the gates and go, 1,000 miles an hour and then hope that you're going to carry it home with the whip.
Strategy.
You've got to have a strategy, right? Sometimes you might need to pace yourself. You don't want to spend all your marketing dollars on one strategy and just go hard at that or one particular part of the market. You might need multiple niches. And also, this whole, it'll be in a future episode, but work-life balance we talk about coming up. You just want to balance your efforts. So there's a time for running hard and there's a time for just kind of cruising. Well, maybe not cruising, but, pulling back a little bit. So you just got to be mindful of that.
Yes, so true. That was good, actually.
That's
strategy.
I'm trying hard here.
Yeah.
I think I'm just about out.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
We've covered everything, fashion's on the field, don't get messy, using technology. I don't know, I think we're done, aren't we?
Yeah, I think
we're... So have you picked a horse yet? Do you even know who's running?
No.
I don't.
Got no idea.
Okay.
I used to get right into it, but now, you know, I'm not in corporate anymore.
Well, you got to pay for it yourself.
Oh, I don't have anyone to have sweeps with. I love a good sweep, and you can't have a sweep with two people, you and me, so.
No.
That
no,
would, that's not good.
Are we allowed to talk about gambling on air?
Oh! I've got another one.
Oh, hang on. You know, last minute entry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This isn't a scratching, is it? That's when they get to run.
This is, you know, you must gamble responsible.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That, so you need to say that, don't we?
Yes.
So make sure you run your business responsibly.
Okay. How do they do that?
By just doing what we say.
Just listen to the Tradies Business Show. This was like one of those gratuitous episodes that we came up with. It's like, this will be a great idea. And people are probably listening to this going, guys, just stick to your usual stuff.
Well, look, they're all going to be taking half a day off or listening to the race or
yeah,
know,
no one's
the pub drinking
this anyway.
And I was going to listen anyway. So that's really all we need to say.
That's all we got. So
it's the end of the day. The 8 races have been run.
Yep. Everyone's tired and
waiting
messy.
For a cab.
Yep. So hope you score a win today if you're listening to this before the race, and if you're listening to this after the race, hope you didn't spend too much money. and as always, if you've got feedback for us, positive
don't do
or
it
otherwise,
for this one.
Yeah, try not to talk about this episode, but hit us on the Facebook page, Tradies Business Show. We'd love to hear from you there. And if you'd like to be part of the private Facebook community,
and be first past the post.
Oh, there you
have
go.
We're done just that gonna, one?
Yeah, I think we did. join the Tradies Business Toolkit. $1 for the first 30 days, US. And if you like it, stick around for $27 US a month.
I should have thought before today. We should have done a sweep with our toolkit members.
We should have.
Yeah. But
oh, well.
It's too late now.
There's always next year.
Yeah.
Mm. Or the next race. Mm. Caulfield Cup or something. Who knows?
I think it's been done.
Oh, okay.
Dude, don't
so it shows you how much
horses,
I know about horse racing. We'll have to do a motorsport episode.
You know, Farlap isn't running still. You can't.
Oh, what?
No.
No wonder I keep losing money. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this high quality episode.
Off the chicken.
You can tell that we're a bit messy. So, have a great few days. And until next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.